Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, here's one of the nicest ladies you'll ever meet. Her name is Nikita Jackson. She's just kind of a really neat lady. She's been involved in local politics. She was on city council. She works for the North Central Family Medical Center. Is that right?
Medicine.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing. Down there on Saluda Street.
The best thing in the city of Rock Hill, down Saluda Street.
There you go. You're supposed to be doing the introductions. I'm sitting here talking about you. Anyway, she's a nice lady. So I'm going to get Nikita to talk to us a little bit about your background before we start talking about this new thing that you've gotten yourself into, which is going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds. So the microphone is yours, Nikita.
Manning, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be able to come on to Straight Talk and talk with you and the rest of the community. I am Nikita Jackson, born and raised right here in this great city of Rock Hill. Graduated from Northwestern High School. Go Trojans, best high school in town. And I also graduated from Bennett College in Greensboro. It's historically HBCU. I have a degree in biology.
Wow.
Yes. And so after I graduated, I came back home to Rock Hill and, you know, worked, became a mom of a 24-year-old son,
woo-hoo,
Caleb. Very proud of him. And then I just worked. And then all of a sudden, I got invited to a meeting that was happening in the community and kept getting invited to more meetings and, you know, kind of say, I kind of like this thing, and realized that there were a lot of things going on in the city of Rock Hill in my backyard that I had no clue of, only because I wasn't involved. And that's where I am today.
And that led to a term on the Rock Hill City Council.
Yeah, prior to that, Manning, I was on the Weed and Seed Initiative.
Oh, yeah.
So that was back, I think, in 2006. So I was a part of that for about 4 years. And I ran for city council in 2013. That was my first run. I won in the primaries, only received 136 votes. But I did not retain the seat, or did not get the seat, in the runoff. I lost by 75 votes, I think it was, 50 or 75 votes.
But then
the bug hit me, and the York County Democratic Party said, well, if you can put your name on a ballot to run for city council, won't you come on over here and help us out? And so, as of 2013, I started, volunteering with the York County Democratic Party. I was the secretary for 6 years, and then I became the first vice chair just 2 years ago. And that was historic because during that time, we had three African-American females who was first vice chair, second vice chair, and third vice chair. We had Melissa Rouse, who was second vice chair, and Amber Pearson Bowen, who was third vice chair. And then from there, I ran in for city council in 2017, received the most votes that any city council member ever received during that time period. And I was elected and served for 4 years, and I enjoyed every waking moment of it.
Good for you. So you decided after you exited the city council, I need to do something else.
Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really, man. And it kind of fell in my lap. Our previous chair, John Krelovich, decided that he needed to resign, and so that's what happened. He resigned in October, and we did not have a chair, but we had a first vice, second vice, and third vice.
And you were no vice.
And there you go. And So we did have an election on December the 6th, and we elected me to serve as the York County Democratic Party chair.
So what happened to first, second, and third vice?
So now, currently, Steve Love is the first vice chair. Melissa Rouse is still second vice chair, and Amber Pearson is still third vice chair.
So they didn't want to be chair.
Well, you know.
Or did you just scoot around them?
No, we had a conversation about it, and, you know, we agreed to, you know, put my name in the running for the chair position. But I'm not doing this on my own, man. And, you know, I still have the support of those two young ladies who are there by my side every step of the way, along with the other executive board members. So even though I'm the name, I'm the chair.
You're the face.
And I'm the face, but I do have a great team that's supporting me along the way. We're in constant conversation with one another to talk about the things that we need to do here locally. But I'm just the face of it. It's so many other people that were before me and the team that we have now. So that's okay. Just where we are.
All right. So if you were asked, which I am asking you, to explain what the role of the York County Democratic Party is, how would you define that?
Well, and, you know, like I tell everyone, everybody can be the chair of the York County Democratic Party, because what we're basically, what I'm doing is actually disseminating information, getting information out to the other Dems in the area in York County, so that we can have the same message, one band, one sound, so that we can all go on the same accord and go get towards the goal that we have set for the York County Democratic and moving on to the state party. What they have, you know, told us or given us direction on what to do. So basically just getting information out to any Democrats here in York County, just so they know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and be able to have other Dems know who they can contact if they have any questions about what's going on in our area locally.
Do you, I told you I was going to mention this beforehand, me personally, I wish we had no party labels. I wish we didn't have Democrats. I wish we didn't have Republicans. And the reason for that is we tend to put ourselves in silos, like we see down in Washington, D.C. Republicans won't talk to Democrats. Democrats won't talk to Republicans. And what do we have is a mess, right? A mess created by both parties over a long period of time. And it just seems to me the problems of the world and the problems of this country are so damn big that we need more communication, and we're not getting that communication because of these labels that we have on each other.
And, you know, yes, it could be labels, but I think if people would just put their own personal beliefs aside and look at the greater good of the people that we're serving, because each one of us who have a so-called title or in a position that we're leading people, you know, we're not only leading ourselves, but we're leading people to what we say is this is the way that we should go. And I think if people put their own personal opinions aside and realize that we can agree to disagree and still get along, I think a lot of people's feelings, you know, get into play, and you hurt my feelings. I don't want to play in your sandbox because you threw sand in my eyes and it still hurt, and I remember that. But what are we doing for the greater good of the people that we're serving?
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful question, because the greater good right now is really not being served by either of the parties. As I mentioned to you before, we've got, what is it, $34 trillion debt we're never going to get out of. We have out-of-control immigration issues at the southern border. We've got wars, you know, here and there, Ukraine, Israel, pick your place. We've got crime that's just out of control. And we just, you know, I can't believe, matter of fact, I know, if you read enough, that there are people on both sides of the aisle who agree that there are, you know, rules that we have to live by, but we're not living by them. We're just doing whatever heck we can do.
Yeah, and I think it's because I don't want you to get the upper hand of me either. But again, that's you putting your own personal beliefs ahead of the people that we're serving, that we're leading. I think people's feelings get hurt a lot. And I may not agree with you today on this issue because I don't think we're going down the right path, but tomorrow I may agree with you, and it should be okay in that sense.
Do you think that both parties, I'm not going to ask you personally, but do you think both parties agree that we should have a balanced budget? Do you think that they agree, just, you know, like you can only spend how much you bring in? I can only spend how much I bring in? Do you think both those parties, somewhere behind all this rhetoric, agree to that?
Do you want a personal opinion, or do you want...
You give me any opinion you want. I don't care.
You know, I think we should want to have a balanced budget. We should, at the end of the day. And to be honest, Manning, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that should matter. That's the only thing that should matter. It doesn't matter that this person is getting more than the other. It should matter that we're working towards one common goal.
Well, and that's a big goal. I mean, don't ask me how it's going to be accomplished, because you can't get both sides of the aisle to talk to each other. You know, you remember a guy by the name of John Spratt, don't you?
I do remember.
Yeah. He was a great congressman. He was down there in Washington, D.C., and he and a fellow by the name of Bill Clinton had the last balanced budget that this country has ever had. My God, that's forever ago.
I know, and I was just a baby when that happened.
Yeah.
I wish. But you're right, and I wasn't heavily into politics then, but it amazed me that, you know, John Spratt was over the budget.
The chairman.
Yeah. And so that amazed me, and I said, and things were a lot better back then.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
You know, we didn't have all this high everything, you know, and life was a lot simpler and a lot more easier back then.
Yeah, I think this thing that we all carry in our pocket called a phone has disrupted the whole world.
It has.
Because of all the craziness that's on there, and people buy into that.
They do. And people don't, the one thing that you said, Manning, nobody communicates anymore.
No.
You know, we have the phone in our hand, we Google everything and believe everything that we read, but we don't sit down and talk about it like we used to in the back in the day. And I remember seeing my grandparents, you know, sit down and talk about things that was going on. But no one wants to talk.
No. And, you know, the media is doing a terrible job in really putting out what the issues are and getting people to wake up. You know, the days of Walter Cronkite are gone. Bye-bye. We now have a very, I don't know, biased media, you know, one way or the other. Just pick your network, and that's the way they are. So we get all these problems, and now they're in your lap. So how are you going to go about working on those here locally?
Well, locally, I tell people I'm here. I'm here to answer questions. I'm here to educate based on what I've known, what I know, and what I've read, based on just trying to get people to understand the importance of going out to vote and going out to understand the policies, the matters that's before us, and how it's going to help benefit you. And also to lean on your elected officials. That's what they're there for. They're the ones that, at the end of the day, they're going to be making the decisions. They're going to be the ones voting. And you need to talk with them and let them know how you feel, because they're representing you.
You know, you hit on one thing that's probably another universal problem that both sides would agree to. And that is, how do you engage people? How do you get them involved? Because right now, not enough people care. Even at the city level, right here in Rock Hill, there's not enough people getting involved in local issues.
You're right. And Manny, I will say, when I ran for city council, I used to tell people all the time, it may not affect you directly today, but in the long run, indirectly, it is going to affect you, be it not you presently, your children, or your grandchildren. And so we have to take those things into consideration and be on the forefront about these issues and policies that we're faced with, and talk with your elected officials and let them know how you feel, what direction you think, or you would like to see the city, the county, or on the national, federal level, see that the direction we want to go in, because at the end of the day, the people that we're serving are the ones that's really going to pay the brunt of what's happening.
So why do you think people just don't seem to give a hoot about what's going on? I mean, they're so, I guess, distracted by video games. I don't know what it is. They don't care about why is the tax bill the size the tax bill is. Why, you know, what is the Pennies for Progress program? You know, why are they putting sewer lines in over here?
I'm not going to say people don't care. I think there are other pressing issues at people's doorsteps, inside their homes that they're dealing with, that has more of an importance to them. But at the end of the day, all of it is important. You know, you got to have knowledge on everything that's going on. You talked about Pennies for Progress. We had a meeting. They had several meetings, and I attended two of them. And I spoke at one of them and told them, you know, if we fix the infrastructure in our communities that have not had any work done on them in years, how that could help a community thrive. You know, the foundation of people's homes, you riding on these rough roads, you have sewage drains that's been clogged up for 25 years that hadn't been cleaned out. You know, there are a lot of things that affects your health, that affects your finances, that just affects you mentally. These things that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis just to keep your household running and functioning.
I agree with you. But again, it gets back to how do you get people to take an interest? Just to listen to a newscast or watch a TV program. I mean, on what's going on locally. I mean,
you know, you have to be available. You have to make yourself available. Those of us who are in the position to disseminate information, to get information out, we have to make ourselves available for the people, because that's what we're serving people.
Yeah.
And so people may not come out today, but they may come out tomorrow, and we don't want to miss those opportunities. And that's the one thing that we're going to move forward in 2024 is having someone at the York County Democratic Party available, so that if people want to come over to ask questions, they want to volunteer, they want to figure out what's the next, you know, we're going to make it available for people to come by. Stop. You're more than welcome to call the headquarters, but we're going to be available.
You know, when we get to the election season, which 24 is going to be, there's all kinds of candidate forums where people can sit and listen. Do they turn out? Not really.
They don't.
They don't. Just the campaign workers turn out. The city council, the county council, they put all of their meetings, you know, on the cable television channels. So you can sit there and watch. Do they watch? No, they don't. I just don't. You know, something, somewhere has got to motivate somebody to say, you know, I need to find out about this.
But we also got to look at what avenues and what aspect are we promoting the information. And I understand that you say that, hey, it's on the TV, it's on the news or whatever, but we have these phones in our hands. You know, are people able to watch these meetings on their phone? Instead of attending a one-hour meeting that I could be at home cooking dinner, preparing for the next day, is it possible that I could be doing those things at home, but also listening to them, you know, while they're happening in real time? You know, we got to find a way. And, you know, we can say, well, people should, but, you know, there are other circumstances that prohibit people from doing so. And we don't know what those are, but we need to make ourselves available and make sure that we're using all avenues and resources that we can get the word out.
Okay, and we're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, Nikita, I know you remember this. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The white letters is why we do what we do here, and that keeps bringing people back. At the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what it is. Are we ready? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union, where members are our top priority. Founders just gave back $10 million to current qualified members. If you earned a loyalty bonus dividend, the funds were deposited in your loyalty select account, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. If you aren't a member yet, now's the time to join. Visit FoundersFCU.com to learn more about the Founders difference and to see if you qualify for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If a big outdoor project is part of your future plans, before you start digging, call 811. Within 72 hours, your underground utilities will be located and marked, and you'll know exactly where it's safe to dig. A quick phone call is all it takes, and there's no charge to find out where potentially dangerous underground cables and lines are located. Before you grab a shovel or start digging in the yard, call 811 at least 3 business days before digging. Remember, if it requires a shovel, it requires a call to 811.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The very personable Nikita Jackson is with us today. She is the new chair of the York County Democratic Party. And as we mentioned, this is an election year. And guess who has the first in the South presidential primary?
First in the nation, that's first, right.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's right, man. And so South Carolina, we have gained the title first in the nation. And what does that mean? That means we have the ability to nominate the president for the upcoming 2024 election. So the Democratic primary is going to be held. The primary actual voting day is February the 3rd, but there's early voting. Early voting begins on January the 22nd.
Okay.
And it will last until February the 2nd.
Okay.
You can vote. Polls will open at 8:30 in the morning and will close at 6 p.m. Currently, we have 4 voting precincts for the upcoming first in the primaries, and that first in the nation, excuse me. And the first voting location will be at the York County Government Center, located at 6 South Congress Street, Suite 1201, and that's in York. So you can go to York at the courthouse from 8:30 to 6 p.m. daily until from January the 22nd until February the 2nd, and you can vote in the Democratic primary. That's the Democratic primary. And you can also go to Baxter Hood Center at York Technical College, located at 3375 Anderson Road North. You can also go to Winthrop Student Activity Center, located at 611 Myrtle Drive. You can also go to First United Methodist Church in Clover. This is the first time we've had an early precinct in Clover, so we're grateful for that. And so that our people in Clover, York, Smyrna, Hickory Grove, all back in that area, you guys can go there and vote. So it make it a little bit easier for those individuals, and they don't have to come up to Rock Hill and Fort Mill to vote.
Now, this is the Democratic presidential primary.
That is correct. Right. Democrats.
And for people that don't realize how important this is, South Carolina was the state that propelled Joe Biden.
That is correct.
Into some prominence. His campaign was in the tank.
That's right.
Until he came to South Carolina, and a powerful guy by the name of Jim Clyburn
Yes.
got behind him, and boom, that got things rolling, and he went on to get the nomination, and of course he became president of the United States. Okay. So, go ahead.
But on February the 3rd is the actual primary day, and so there will be 35 precincts that will be open. Unfortunately, not all precincts will be available for everyone to vote where they normally vote. So it's going to be very important that we get the word out and get the message out to people to go to the Board of Elections website to find out where you will be voting at. They're supposed to be mailing out information about that, but you know, we get bogged down in day-to-day. We don't read our mail every day, because I know I don't. But if you want to know where your precinct will be for the Democratic primaries, you can go to the York County Board of Elections to find that information out. Or if you want to contact me, you're more than welcome to contact me through Facebook, or you may send an email to me at Nikita, N-I-K-I-T-A, L Jackson at yahoo.com, and I'll do my best to respond. I normally give myself 24 to 48 hours to respond to emails and text messages and things of that sort.
So now, do you expect anybody else to be on the ballot besides the incumbent?
Well, we do have three Democratic candidates
on the ballot. So South Carolina is going to have them all on there?
Yes, okay. We're going to have three. That's our current president, Joe Biden. You have Senator Dean Phillips from Minnesota, and you have Marianne Williamson.
What about Robert F. Kennedy?
He's not on the Democratic ballot for South Carolina.
He's not.
And I heard your conversation about him, Manning. So I tell you, I listened to you.
He was an interesting fella. He was one of the candidates who came to Winthrop University.
Yep. He impressed you.
He did impress me. And he's the kind of guy who, why are we going down the road we've been going down? We need to change our directions.
Manning, I heard you that day on the radio, and I said, that man really captured Manning's attention.
He did.
So I hate that I wasn't in attendance, but, you know, I did hear about it, and I always enjoy, you know, hearing your feedback on things that's happening in our community. So, no, he won't be on the ballot for the Democratic primaries, but, you know, look out for him.
Okay. So between now and then, it would be very advisable for people to find out something about who these candidates are.
That's right.
Now, Biden you probably know about, because he's getting a lot of coverage. He's been in office for 3 years now, working into his fourth year.
Yep.
So you should be able to find lots out about him. But the other two guys, the other two gentlemen who are on the ballot.
What, gentlemen and lady?
I'm sorry. The other two candidates, pardon me. How can they find out about these people?
They can go onto their website. Both of them have websites that you can find out what their platforms are, what they're pushing for, and what their plans are. But not only that, just reach out to us at the York County Democratic Party. We'll be able to share information, because their team has been reaching out to us, making sure that we're going to have information available. Just so that if people call, we can be able to provide that information. And one other thing I wanted to mention, Manning, because you know sometimes I can keep on going. if there is anyone out here in Rock Hill land, York County land, that has not become a registered voter, you have until January the 4th to register, to become a registered voter for the primaries that's coming up in February.
Please register to vote. Please. I don't care.
If you have someone who's 17, 18, please get them in the process of being a registered
voter. And if you find out that either of these candidates, any of these three candidates, are coming to Rock Hill,
of course,
you're going to call me so we can get them on Straight Talk, right?
Most definitely, Manning. Most definitely.
Nikita, you've done a great job. Look forward to working with you for this upcoming election. Her name is Nikita Jackson. She is the York County Democratic Party Chair. Does the party have a website?
Oh, we do.
What is it, real quick?
YorkCountyDemocraticParty.org.
Okay. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, we do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The way we do them is in the white letters. Let's tell the rest of the world. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.